now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys. Hey, we're actually talking about grilling food and some recipes and techniques today. It's weird, man. The last couple shows prior to this, we never even talked about grilling. We were doing all kinds of other stuff. But, hey, you know what? Again, dog days of summer. Here we are. Late July, early August. It's been hot. It's been humid.
Because it's summer.
Right, because it's summer in Michigan. And guess what? It's time to get out and do some grilling.
I love watching the news right now. They're going extreme temperatures, and it's like if you look at the averages for 100 years, it's right. Just right in with everything else.
Right.
But they got to make a...
Might be on the upper end of it,
but
it's
news.
Still
I mean,
there.
It's like, right. Just like if it's going to rain, you know, my phone's going, oh my God, you know, watch out. And, yeah. And you get a little rain an hour later. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
How did we ever survive without
talking
heads?
That was on Wednesday. Mine was doing the same thing, blatting at me like, holy cow, you know, Rainmageddon is coming.
Yes. Lightning 6 miles away.
Yeah, they do this. Yes, yeah. Exactly. And they do the same thing with snow. Yeah. Snowmageddon. How many times have you heard that?
Oh.
I mean, I'm just hoping Armageddon happens so we can quit listening to these people.
Right. So,
Job, tell us about stuffed burgers.
Well, it's a cool concept. There's a couple techniques that you need to be aware of. You know, I guess that a stuffed burger is just that. You're taking two patties, putting something between them, and then kind of pinching them together around the seam so you got something stuffed. I think there's a lot of things you can stuff them with. Cheese is a popular stuffing, any of the burger vegetables, but my recommendation, if you were doing onions in there, is I would probably grill the onions first and break them down, get them a little bit soft, and let them cool a little bit, and then put them in my stuffed burger, because they aren't, if you put them in there raw, they're going to be crisp by the time your burger's done. They aren't going to get cooked. So that would be my only recommendation on onions. If you wanted peppers, it'd be the same thing, whether they be bell peppers or jalapenos or whatever you like to stuff it with. Cook those on the side first. Bob, you, when you were running the Grilling Guys takeout, you always had onions and peppers.
Back to the flat top. It's nice to have the big flat top.
Yep.
So you got a cool end. You grill up a bunch of stuff. You push it down, grill it up, push it down, and then boom, boom, boom. You're working magic.
Right. And so you take a little bit of those.
Did you hear what I said? It's boom, boom, boom.
I heard magic is all I heard. Yeah. Right.
All of a sudden, I'm from Jersey.
Right. Yeah. So, but mix in a little cheese because that's binder. Right? The stuff won't slip around when you put the cheese. And that'll help you know when you're done all the way through, because if your cheese starts oozing out a little bit, that means the temperature's warm enough in that center.
Well, and that's a really good point. And you kind of blew through that making the patty part faster than I would think Jop would
reel me back.
Jop's always, you know, very technical. And what you want to make sure is that they make it nice and flat and round and perfect, right? Because you're going to marry these two pieces, you're going to put something in the middle, and then you're going to go around like a pie crust,
right?
So kind of go over that part a little bit, because that's
pinch
a big deal
together.
So
right.
When you, that cheese isn't oozing out like you're talking
right.
about
right. So what Bob was just explaining is a uniform patty. Because when you're gonna put a pile of vegetables in
sounds
this
like
case,
a Catholic girl, doesn't
right?
It?
Yeah, and then you're gonna put another patty over the top, and you want to pinch the edges to seal it, because the idea of a stuffed burger is the stuffing stays in there. When you pinch the edges, it cooks together, and invariably there's a little hole. I mean, things are moving in there. When you got cheese that's melting, it's changing its consistency. That's when I know that the center's done. Is you get a little bit of one of those seams all the way around is going
to
leak somewhere.
It's bound to.
Right?
Is there a certain cheese you should or shouldn't use?
Great question.
Yeah. I use slices of cheese rather than shredded. You certainly can use shredded, but I use slices because it lays over top
It flattens out.
Yeah, and it glues a little bit. I mean, if that's really
well, you're
a
not
term.
Putting a big chunk of cheddar in there like
no,
a,
because
no,
it'll
but
never
slices
melt.
Of cheddar.
Right.
So he's
okay.
saying a nice
flatten
uniform slice, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a great question, Conrad, because I see people in recipes and YouTube videos, people doing that, and they end up with this, what looks like a poorly made pasty. You know, yeah. It's just too high.
Right. Yeah. And then when you put it on a burger and you squeeze it together to get a bite, it oozes all over you. And with a slice of cheese, whether it's round or square, doesn't matter. But with that in there, it's going to act as glue. When it melts, it kind of seizes everything up. Top of the top burger and the vegetables onto the bottom burger.
So is there something you shouldn't use, like a blue cheese?
Like American cheese.
Yep.
Don't use American cheese.
Because American cheese is melts
waxy.
Liquid.
It turns into Velveeta because it started as Velveeta.
Right, yeah. But so a real Wisconsin cheese or wherever your cheese has come
and
from.
And maybe a more of an aged, because the more that cheese ages, the more it dries out.
Right.
And, I mean, we're talking about a three-point landing. If you got a little airplane, you want to come in with those main gear hitting and then that nose touching right down. You want your burger to do the same thing. By the time the meat's done, you want that melt to be hit, that cheese to be hitting the melting point. So if you use American cheese, man, that stuff starts sweating it while it's in your hand.
Right. Yeah. You know? Exactly. Exactly.
Because these things have to be done delicately.
So, what do you like stuffed in yours, Bob? Because the fun part about this is whatever you want to put in there, you can. If it's vegetables, my recommendation is they're cooked first a little bit, grilled in a pan, sautéed, whatever, to soften them up. But, I mean, you could put olives in a burger like that. They're usually don't need to be cooked.
And, again, if you're – I like the way you described it the first time. You know, the cheese is the binder.
Right.
I don't get complicated. I think a stuffed burger is primarily going to be cheese. And then I might do a chopped something on top and then cover it with mozzarella when I'm done, just because mozzarella is the universal cheese.
Yep, and it glues.
That's
mozzarella
wonderful.
Becomes, you've all had mozzarella on a pizza. When it gets cooked, it doesn't run. It gets stringy. Well, those strings hold it together. You know, just be careful when you take a bite, because it's going to be like pizza. You're going to take a bite of a burger and you're going to get a string of cheese out your mouth back to
the
burger.
That's the fun part.
Sure it is.
I always see stuffed burgers. First of all, I never heard vegetables stuffed. I always saw the cheese stuffed. Secondly, I always see leaks. I mean, if you order a burger stuffed with cheese, you kind of expect it to.
You want it to.
To blast out the side,
only
right?
Only for the photo op.
Oh. Right. And then it'll drip down your chin every bite, right? So just be prepared. Don't wear your white shirt.
I'm not. I always say it wrong, but like a Gruyere.
Gruyere cheese, yeah.
That's a wonderful cheese on a burger.
Yep, yep.
Blue cheese, Conrad asked about. I love blue cheese.
So do I.
It's not going to melt. It's going to kind of melt, but
right.
It's a wonderful. I mean, black and blue burger, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Black and blue burger with olives.
But you would think that would melt right a little quicker than your, you know, slice of
Well, it,
cheddar.
It doesn't, though, because they're usually thicker chunks. See, when you do a slice, you got consistent thickness. When you get crumbled blue cheese, some of the crumbles are bigger than others, and the little ones might melt, but it's going to take the big ones. You're going to overcook your burger by the time you melt the big ones.
Right.
Right? In the center. Now, you can eat cold blue cheese all day long. So that's not a bad thing.
Are you
thing,
a blue cheese fan?
Yeah.
I am too.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't.
Yeah, my wife can't stand it.
My wife
Me,
can't
I'd eat
either.
It. I'd eat it all day. But
yeah.
How are you guys on the olive burger?
Love them.
Right.
Yeah. Do you love them?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is absolutely.
Well, I had that story from that company or that restaurant over in by Flint. It was the oldest. They created the olive burger. I posted it on our Facebook page.
Right.
I'm sorry we didn't maybe cover it on the show, but that's not the type I like. I like the type that like Chef Jeff used to make, where he would just grill up a big, fat, beautiful burger. He'd grill up your bun, and at the last minute, he'd put a gob of Hellman's on each bun, put lettuce on the bottom, Swiss on top of the burger, and then a bunch of beautiful green olive slices, and so that they're falling all over the place. And your first bite, I'm so hungry right now thinking about it.
Good. The only thing I would add to that is maybe a thin slice of tomato. I like a tomato on an olive burger, man.
I think you described it.
That's chef.
That's personal.
Yeah, it is. But, ooh,
wow.
Man.
The original way that Jeff used to make them. Well, you know, didn't Mr. Burger come up with that?
Yeah.
Wasn't that one of his things, the Mr. Fabulous? Didn't that have olives on it?
Yeah.
I think so.
A long time ago. But anyway, there you go. Sounds good. Tastes good. Coming up next,
No more burgers.
But bone-in chicken thighs. These are a little challenging. You might want to listen to this one. Stick with us. We'll be back.